It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a business owner.
It's part of a series on women in southern Wisconsin in partnership with Midwest Mujeres.
Having a kid can completely transform a person's life. And for some people, like Jasmine Lopez of Fitchburg, having kids led her towards an unexpected career. She told me about this as part of a storytelling partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. When Lopez was 16 years old, her family moved from Mexico to the United States. She went to Verona Area High School, which she says was a great experience.
After high school, I saved enough money because I wanted to enroll in college. I wanted to be a teacher, but instead I became a mom.
Lopez's goal shifted. Now she wanted to be the best mom she could be. Eventually, Lopez met her current husband and had a second child. She was happy being a stay-at-home mom, but eventually she became restless.
I realized that I was doing the same thing, putting the kids to bed, wake up in the morning, clean the house. And I think I was in some sort of postpartum depression for a while. I was so stuck on doing all the mom stuff that I really didn't pay attention to it. But I realized that I really didn't have many friends.
So she went online to find mom groups. She met moms who were selling homemade goods so they could make money while staying home with their kids. This intrigued Lopez. She was thinking more about her kids' college fund and her own retirement.
I help other people to clean their houses and organize them before, and they were always like, oh, you should do this as a business. So I started learning more. I started taking courses and classes. And I really didn't want to open a business, but a lot of people kept telling me, just do it. You're really good at it. And one day I said, well, I'm going to start doing it, but I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
Then her husband registered an LLC for her. There was no turning back. So Lopez started Ketorisma Cleaning in Fitchburg. She says it's rewarding work since she sees the changes in her clients' lives.
I have noticed that a lot of clients that I help, after we've been serving their homes, they start reorganizing stuff. Now they can focus in cleaning the garage. Now they can focus in cleaning the closets. Or now they're going to paint the walls in their house. And I really like seeing those changes. One thing that I think it should change is that house cleaners are not seen as professionals, which is not true. A lot of us have to take certifications. When COVID hit, there was certifications how to properly sanitize areas. You can just go and bleach anything. It's not safe.
Plus, there are a lot of specialties in the cleaning world. Some professionals focus on crime scenes, and others prefer working with an aging population. Lopez has created an online community to bring this diverse group of professionals together.
We want to be able to open a network where individuals can make, well, businesses can make connections with each other and they can help each other grow.
In some ways, building that community within her industry was inspired by those mom groups she joined years ago. But it's also part of Lopez's driving philosophy in life right now.
I think we just really have to get back to our community. Just like get to know your neighbors, talk to them, say hi to them. Just be a kid again, because kids do that. They just go and start talking to somebody without, like, being scared or afraid of. And I think that can solve a lot of problems that we have. Yeah.
Jasmine Lopez shared her story with us as part of a partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. We've partnered with the organization to share stories of women who live in southern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.